It is Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium awaiting the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo, who will join us at 9. Before that, we will talk with Boomer Esiason coming up at 8. And before we get to the rest of the leads, because he's been hanging on for a little bit, let me just get Mike from Connecticut. Mike, good morning and hello. How are you?
Oh, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm well today. It's a beautiful day down here.
If you like temperatures in the 30s or 40s, yes, I prefer 70s or 80s.
It's always beautiful in Connecticut.
But go ahead.
I think the NFL needs to get a referee college and make these guys paid professionals and bring them up. Start them at a young age, have them stay in their program. And they need to use technology replays to help the on-field referees.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the referee is getting worse.
Thanks for the call. I mean, they are paid.
Part time.
But they could, I suppose they could do that. I don't know why when you have the advantage of replay and you have technology, which is better than it ever was, I don't know why it's not used more. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Like that, what good does the human element give you? When it can, you know, it can affect the outcome of a game. It can affect the outcome of wagering. I mean, there's just at this point, it seems like that the technology has passed. I hate saying this because of robot uprisings.
I know this is such a bizarre take from you.
It's passed the human by. Like right. I don't need the human element of the referee. I don't need it.
Yeah, but the
slippery slope.
The problem becomes this, Greg. Right. The element will still be of the human upstairs watching the replay, but now it's like there could be a call reversed on every play. There could be a penalty on every play that the guy could buzz down in. It almost – like I think it should be used – like what they do in college football I don't like is they'll throw a guy out for targeting.
I hate targeting in a
bang-bang situation. Yeah. And
I'm not saying you need more penalties. I'm saying that when a quarterback – is running by himself
right
down the middle of the football field, mm-hmm. and a defender launches himself into him and makes helmet-to-helmet contact, and you are a referee on that football field, mm-hmm. and you don't see it or don't call it, it is ridiculous.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Not normally your lane, but go ahead.
Yes. Because if you are a ref and you get a call wrong, is there a penalty that you have afterwards?
You get graded,
you get a grade, but. Yeah.
And then you're not able to do postseason
playoffs and probably make more money.
I just think maybe make those punishments a little bit harsher, and maybe they'll have a better eye while they're out there on the field.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call, Mike. Back to our leads. We got a few left before we get to They Said It. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. I brought this up last week, and I was told that I was wrong. And watching the game yesterday, I think I was 100% correct. Because if you look at this Jets team and you look at this Patriots team right now, both sitting at 2-6, whose team would you rather be on? Both have dysfunction. Both have problems in the locker room. But the Jets went into this season so highly rated, so much expectation when it comes to Super Bowl hopes for a Jets team. The Patriots came into this season hopeful that Drake May was your guy, but really a rebuild. And we've been in a rebuild for 3 years. How long's a rebuild? I don't know. But you look at these two programs, both at 2-6, I would pick the Patriots 10 out of 10 times. You have your guy in place. Drake May is clearly the guy. You thought you had a guy for a few years in Aaron Rodgers if you're a Jets fan, but you don't.
No.
And you have all the talent in the world on this Jets team, and you can't win a game against the Patriots, the lowly, and I'm saying this with quote marks, the lowly Patriots. Like, to me, it's not even a question in my mind. I'd rather be a Patriots fan. I'd rather be a Patriots player. Mm. I'd rather be on the Patriots coaching staff than be associated with the Jets in any way.
So more upside for the New England Patriots than there is for the New York Jets.
110%.
I'd rather be a Pats fan than a Jets fan.
Last week you said the opposite.
No. I said player. Player's different.
Okay. Fans player, different. I would also rather be on the Patriots.
I'm a player and you look at last week, the better opportunity to turn things around, if I'm a player, I'd rather be in the Jets locker room as a player.
But they can't turn it around.
No, I know that they can. It's starting to see that. But you're asking me if I'm a player, where would I rather be? I'd rather be on a Jets team that has talent, and it might be a little bit easier to turn things around. But you can clearly see that they stink.
And it's amazing. Okay. You know, it's crazy because the way Ken talked about it, it seems so easy for a 40-year-old quarterback to go to a talented roster with a good defense to just show up and win. And doesn't look that easy after
yeah,
all.
No, it's not.
You got to be a good 40-year-old quarterback.
Unless your last name is Brady.
Oh,
all right.
You said it.
Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So if you look at the New England Patriots, they're sitting here at 2-6. Three of their next four games are against teams with losing records. So I asked the question to this, and we've kind of talked about this all year long. This year, and we're here, we're sitting here, and I don't know why we're happy about a throwaway year when you could easily be sitting there right now at 4-4 and in the mix of being a potential playoff team. The Denver Broncos are in the mix at 5-3 of a playoff team. The Indianapolis Colts are just on the outside looking in to be a playoff team at 4-4. You are in a position where if you look, and I asked the question, I know it's they made the mistake. Are they regretful? And I know they say they're not. So you are happy with throwing away a year where you could easily be in the mix, because I'm not as a Pats fan.
But your expectation is that if you had started Drake May week one, you would have won another couple of football games.
All day long.
I don't know that you can say that with the look at the wide receiver talent that he doesn't have. Like, I mean, how many?
Yeah,
like,
but I agree with Wiggy. You would have beat the Seahawks. You would have beaten the Dolphins. I don't think that it's crazy to say those. I'm not saying you would have beaten the Jets or you would have beaten the Niners or you would have beaten the Texans. I'm saying that the Seahawks game, you had a lead with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And in the Dolphins game, I mean, you were one toe away from winning.
And the thing about it is, Greg, is he would have had all the training camp and offseason to kind of make some of the mistakes and do all the things. And even if you lose a couple games, you still put yourself in a position with his talent, because we all see that he is talented enough to put you in a position to win football games. Mm. And I don't know why people buy into, well, you know, happy with the fact that we threw away this season.
All right, Wiggy, thank you. Great.
You got it.
Excellently, we can ask Gerard Mayo. I don't know that he'll say much
about
it.
No, you know what he's going to say.
At nine, he's going to say we're very comfortable. We had a plan.
That's yeah, exactly.
Almost too much chemistry between he and AVP when they were celebrating that first touchdown.
You like that celebration, that coordinated celebration between the two of them?
That was disgusting. That was an affront to mankind. You have to plan that. You don't just come up with that in the moment.
No,
you practice that and plan that.
Yeah, no, we will ask Gerard Mayo about that at nine, I'm sure. All right, real quick. Yesterday, Miami Heat unveiled the statue. First statue they've ever unveiled of a Miami Heat player. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see it now. Paying homage to Dwayne Wade with a statue that looks absolutely nothing like D. Wade. Even D. Wade himself is staring at it and can't understand how they could not find a statue creator, an artist, to create a statue that actually looked like the individual that is being honored.
In this economy?
I mean, oftentimes I will look at a statue and I'll say, maybe could have been a little bit better, but I've never seen one like this in which the face looks absolutely nothing like the man they are trying to honor.
They aged him 30 years.
It's so weird. Maybe it's in this economy they couldn't get like a legit artist. And I mean, it's Florida. Maybe they went to Lieutenant Dan or somebody like that.
In this economy?
There are some seedy people.
I mean, I feel like our guy Sensei, the official courtroom artist for this show, could have done a much better job.
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of? It would be like Tom Brady's statue that they're unveiling here with the courtroom sketch as the statue.
Yes, it's horrible.
He has the maniac cop jawline. His jawline is so massive.
And the poor guy, he's sitting down there and he basically has to say, it doesn't look... It looks like Grandpa Wade.
Right.
Have you ever seen the movie Maniac Cop?
No, I've never seen it.
I got to show you, the actor has that same jawline.
It looks like a
What's
a
the Kyrie
sitcom.
Irving thing? Uncle Drew? It's like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it looks like a sitcom is it character.
Is it like a filter on Instagram that makes you look really old or something?
Yes.
Exactly, that.
Well, not a great job by the Miami Heat when it comes to honoring D. Wade. Thank you, Shime. All right, we're at Gillette Stadium. We are going to get to They Said It Next.